Okay, so last time we ended off in the middle of our discussion of vegetable washing. We considered Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's fascinating diyuk from the Shilta Giborim in terms of washing bnei adam. I'm sure you had a chance to look at the tshuva, see his examples. Very far-reaching principle. Today we'll turn to Rav Moshe's tshuva on this topic, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Chaf Hei. So Rav Moshe says that when you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, there seems to be a big problem with washing fruits or vegetables and the like. Yeah, we know this is something that everybody does. People, Ma'ayim Chol Yom, they take an apple, they wash it, they eat it on Shabbos. How could that be? So Rav Moshe basically has three tzadim lahakel. The first thing he says is that maybe we could be matir based off of the principle that we talked about last time from Simchat Chaf Aleph, that it's mutter k'shiyafshar ben yinacher. So that, of course, would only be matir it if you are going to use it immediately. And since there's no other way to get the dirt off your fruit then other than washing it, so you can't really take the ochel from the psoles, right? It's probably even harder than peeling. So memela, you could wash it. Now, according to this, I imagine what he's basically saying is that when the Shulchan Aruch or when the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't wash the potatoes on Shabbos, you can't. So that's talking about where it's not for immediate use. I don't know, you're washing the potatoes in the morning to give to your horse in the afternoon. But if it's Yeshur ben Yenacher, then we can be makel based off of Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Good. And Rav Moshe notes anyway, that's like when people do it. It's like not so common to go ahead and eat, you know, wash an apple in the morning and eat it in the afternoon. Then he adds another point, which is, "Vim berov pa'amim rechitzas peres hu rakli yisvon ba'alma adapnei adam ochlin osam gam b'loy rechitza." Let's imagine that most people, you know, when it comes to the apples that we buy in the supermarket or the like, they're not really very dirty. Most people, at least Rav Moshe, you know, in his time thought this was true, would really eat the apple unwashed. So it's better to wash it. They like it better. But they don't really care. One might add, by the way, well, let's first see what he says. So then, Lek Isser, Kimo Yayin, Umayim Tzlulim, Shiesh Bahen, Ktsas Kismin, Dakin, Shriyan Lishtos Balavachi. And even with the Meshameres. In other words, what do we say? We say, we paskin against the Rambam, actually, that you could use a kli hamiyuchad leborer to be mevarer when you don't really, you're not really makbid about the psoles, right? So we said last time, for example, you could filter water with a filter, assuming you'd be willing to drink the water unfiltered. So too, assuming you could eat the apple unwashed, then you could wash it. This is interesting, Chiddush, because maybe you would have thought that liquids are different, and we could talk about why that is, especially if you think that the heter of the liquid is because when you're not makbid, it's min achad, and you think that kpeda only is relevant for liquids. But Rav Moshe says no. We actually see from that halacha that any time, let's take a step back. We know if it's really shnei minim, then we presumably wouldn't apply that kula. Like we know, we pass them like tosfos, probably. Well, even that's not, but when it could be seen as one thing, then we could apply that kula. In other words, this is just an apple. It's not an apple from psoles. If I wouldn't eat this apple because of the psoles on the apple, because of the dirt, I wouldn't eat it. So then, it's not just an apple. It's an apple plus dirt. And memela bora would be a problem. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about when he says there's a problem with the soaking the potatoes. But if I would eat the apple without, despite the dirt being on it, so then, just like we're matir filtering the water, if you would drink the water without it, so too we could be matir this. even if it's Pzolos Meochal or the like. So that's this Kula. We actually talked a little bit about this yet last time. I think you could clarify about the following Shaila, going back to that, that Rid, Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Shibul Eleket. See, maybe you could have said, I don't know what Rav Moshe is talking about exactly. The apples that we wash usually actually don't have any dirt on them, at least no visible dirt. So why do people wash them? Because I guess there's pesticides. I think that's what most people are concerned about, which are basically invisible to the naked eye. So you might have said that for sure that's mutter, even if you are makbid. Because we can't really say this is a taroves of apple plus invisible stuff. The poskim talk actually about a similar thing with respect to, let's say, filtering water from lead or other invisible filtration. Could you argue that the whole discussion about whether it's drinking the lav hachi or not, right? There we're talking about like kismin. I don't know what kismin are exactly, but I think they're visible. And shmarim and other things, whatever they are. So that's a discussion about filtering, and we say that if you're makbid about them, there's a taroves of olcham solas, and it's going to be aser to filter. And if you're not makbid about it, then it's going to be min echad, let's assume that's the heter, and it's going to be mutter. It's just water, either kismin, it's just water, it's one thing. We don't see it as a taroves of water in kismin when you're not makbid. But if we're talking about the invisible stuff, right, microscopic filtration, like when you're filtering for lead, even if you were to be makbid not to drink this water without it, you're an istinus, right? We already saw the Shabbos Machmir by istinus. You could make the case, and some folks can accept this, that you can't talk about bor at all when we're talking about the filtration of invisible things. So a similar point perhaps could be made with respect to washing the apple. Ramosha's discussion, Shlomo Zalman's discussion, talking about washing dirt from fruits, and that's is still relevant for lots of things. There are, you know, especially vegetables that still have actually dirt on them, and when you wash them, you're washing off the dirt. But I think more often than not, and we'll talk about bugs in a moment, but when we're leaving aside the bug issue, more often than not, when we're washing things, we're talking about clean things, basically, clean to the naked eye. And whatever you're washing off is something that can't be seen. And maybe that's anyway not shayach to the parsha of Boer. So that might be an additional step. Okay, then he continues, and he says a third sad lahakel. This is probably the most interesting one, and it's similar to what we saw last year from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. But he doesn't come on to this lashon bnei adam chiddush. He just says it much more pashut pshat, no shilton giborim. You see, though, he's a little bit more tentative about this school, a little more hesitant. What's aser? Soaking your vegetables in a bowl of water, like the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch seem to discuss. To pour water on them, in other words, to run them under the sink, under the faucet, you don't put them into a basin of water or a sink full of water, you just run them under the sink. This is derech rechitza, not borer. Again, similar to what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. We don't call that borer, we call that rechitza. So he doesn't use that argument of Lashem Ne'adam, but he basically says it's the same idea. It's derech rechitza. We call that rechitza. And he brings a very fascinating raya. He says, I'll prove it to you. What's my proof? Kalim, you let it wash dishes, right? a lot of wash dishes. Everybody knows you're allowed to wash dishes. And even if you say you're not allowed to wash dishes, I could prove to you from the Gemara that you're allowed to wash dishes. What's my raya? Because the Gemara talks about washing dishes and Claire's a shayla about hachana. Says you can't wash dishes because of hachana. Right? So I could wash dishes. I can't wash dishes on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. But I could wash dishes on Shabbos for Shabbos. That's clear in that Tosefta. The only shayla is hachana. But why? What's the difference? If you're going to tell me that you can't wash potatoes, right? And that is before in the Shulchan Aruch. You can't wash potatoes. Then why can't you wash potatoes and you can't wash dishes? What's the difference? Says Rav Moshe, I'll tell you the difference. Washing dishes is rechitza. Now, according to that theory, actually, you can't soak dishes, maybe, according to Rav Moshe, right? In other words, if you say that the only difference is in a clear knot, unless you say, no, even soaking dishes is derech rechitza, soaking vegetables is derech reira, soaking dishes and is derech rechitza, and certainly washing dishes under a faucet is derech rechitza. So that's not clear. Rav Moshe just tells you that with respect to vegetables, soaking is derech reira, washing is derech rechitza, and derech rechitza is mutter, like we know for dishwashing. Now, maybe I'll say, I can't bring a raya from dishwashing. There's no brayer over there. There's no taroves, right? Chicken in the plate, right? The bones in the plate, that's not a taroves. Mashen came the dirt on a potato, that's taroves. That's not a good answer. Because, you know, I'll give you an example. Let's say when I wash dishes, there's this, after I take off all the food, there's a fatty film of fat on my plate. I could wash that on Shabbos also. That's just, you know, if you're going to think that washing a potato is bo'er, so it's very hard to argue that washing that fatty film isn't a taroves, right? What should the difference be? From scientific perspective, you know, of looking at taroves, so there's no reason why one would be mutter, one is also. He says, karacha. The difference is whether it's a maisa rechitza or maisa bo'er. Is it derech malach or not? Interestingly enough, it's sort of similar to what we say why the hater of derech achila are mutter because of derech achila. They're derech achila, they're not derech malacha. So also rechitza, it's not achila per se. Also rechitza isn't derech malacha. So while it's true that the same thing is happening when you soak it versus when you rinse it, but we see that as something very different. Now the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, it's not obvious that chiluk is correct. One second. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch over here, Shin Yud Tesef Ches, is Ein Shornes HaKarshinin, Dainu Shemetzef Mayim Aleihem B'Kli. So when I originally read that, I thought that meant you pour water on them. Metzef Mayim Aleihem, I thought meant, which is against Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe is reading it as no. Shemetzef Mayim Aleihem B'Kli, meaning in the Kli. You put the vetch in the Kli full of water, that's when it's a problem. A B'Kli.
How do the words possibly
be in there? Metzef Mayim Aleihem B'Kli.
What is Metzef Mayim Aleihem?
And the point is, you're using Breira B'Kli, because the Kli full of water is Boer. Mashen Kain, just pouring water on them, doesn't say Metzef Mayim Aleihem B'Kli. B'Kli. And that's what Shorin means. I think that's what he's saying. Now, we should note that not everybody agrees to this. They say from the Chazon Ish that he opposed washing dirty fruits and vegetables. Rav Moshe brought an ironclad raya. It's mutter to wash dishes. Why should that be any different? So the Chodesh Shani quoted in the Deir Shu note 33 says there's a difference. It's a dakistik achiluk. That when it comes to washing dishes, you don't see that as tikkun kli. In other words, it's not like the plate is mechusser tikkun when it's dirty. It's dirty. Masha'en came when it comes to the potatoes, they're mechusser tikkun, right? Bar is about tikkun ha'ochel, like the Mishnah Berurah is very into. And when you have a taroves of something, so it's chusser tikkun, and when you boer it, you're misakin it. And likewise, when you wash the potatoes, when the potatoes are dirty, they're mechusar and tikkun. And when you wash them, then you're being misakin them. Masha'en kain, you wouldn't look at plates that way. You wouldn't say kilu that the plates are incomplete, and you're completing them, you're fixing them, while you wash them. No, the plates are complete and the like. They just happen to have some dirt on them, which is being removed. So that's how the Chazon Ish would justify dishwashing. Dishwashing, Rostov once told me that when Rosh Zalman Arbach and Shir talked about dishwashing, so he said that we know this is mutter, and now we just have to figure out why. We know it's mutter because the Gemara says it's mutter, right? So it's, you know, sometimes when you have a shaila and halacha, you're starting from scratch. You're trying to figure out, is this mutter or aser? But with something like this, we know it's mutter. We just, in light of what we also know, it's a question why it's mutter. You have to figure it out. You have to come up with some reason why it's mutter, because since we know that vegetable washing is aser and dishwashing is mutter, we have to come up with some type of chiluk. So that's what we have here, a number of chilukim, Shlomo Zalman's chiluk, Moshe's chiluk, Chazon Ish's chiluk, and the like. Okay. So that's when it comes to washing vegetables from dirt. There are, by the way, lots of other tshuvos on this topic that you could look at more. Arichos, they have Tzitza Eliezer in Chelek Vav Siman on the Zion has a nice tshuva about it, where he has more elaboration, as does the Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Hay Siman on the Ches. There are more tshuva, more arichos on them if you're interested. Ayin Shem. Yeah. So I think it might be usher. I don't know, but I think if you follow Rav Moshe, it's not at all obvious that it'd be mutter to soak dishes.
Yeah, the question where else hachana that mikol because they assume it's just going to be not there. You're preventing the stick.
Yes,
but so Rav Moshe would make up for that because
the hachana. There's two issues when you soak a dish.
I'm saying close mind, you put the plate in the tchila before it's stuck on, and really just.
Yeah, I don't know how pashut that is, because it's already stuck. In other words, one thing, you're talking about like dry things that they don't get stuck while it's wet, right? But what about the shamnunis that's already there and it's already stuck? And it's just as stuck as like dust on a potato. So it's not obvious, you know, this Rav Moshe, he tells us, this is my big kula. Number three, that's the big kula, right? But If we really accept the kula, one has to wonder about if that would also imply a big chumrah. I've never heard of anyone being machmir about that, so I have to look into it. Meaning, say, people clear about it in terms of hachana, like you're saying, but I never heard anyone being machmir that you can't soak dishes alts borer. Now,
so you could. It doesn't separate all the dishes, even if it would in a potato.
So that's correct. And I thought that could be a good side. In other words, when it comes to. But then maybe those aren't a taroves. There's a Yitzi saying like this. Look, there's two concerns that we have. One is like these big pieces of be'en or whatever, the crumbs. So those things would separate, but they're not a taroves. And then there are things that are taroves that. It doesn't separate. It might prevent them from clinging or the like. So it's going to be motem yimanashach. Mashein kein, when it comes to potatoes. So when you soak the dirty potatoes, so the things that are actually a taroves, like the dirt and the dust, on their own, when soaking, dislodge and float up to the top, or yes, float down to the bottom, or the like. And therefore, you could be mechalek between dishes and the dirty potatoes. You know, you could also wonder if maybe even with dishes, even soaking is derech rechitza. I don't know. Because it doesn't give any hagdaros as to how you know what something is derech rechitza or derech. According to Rosh Hashanah, you'd have to ask, like, Lashem Bnei Adam, which is, you know, even harder. So I think that might be a good spot to be makel for soaking dishes for Moshe. Now let's turn to another question that comes up with washing, and we're going to talk about this with respect to two questions. Both very common questions. Number one is, what about if I want to wash vegetables for bugs? I want to make salad, let's say, on Shabbos morning, and I want to use romaine lettuce, and so I have to address the issue of borer with respect to the bugs. And the second question is, filtering water on Shabbos for those who are makbid, let's say in New York City, to filter their tap water because of copepods. So the tzad hashava between these two shailas is that we're dealing with a kpeda hilchati at this point, as opposed to a kpeda because it's dirty and it's inedible and it's gross and the like. And the question is, do we treat that any differently? Do we say that since the halacha, you're only makbid about it for halachic reasons, let's say the tap water case, for everybody else, the tap water, nobody ever was bothered by copepods for anything but halachic reasons. And likewise, again, with respect to some types of bugs, obviously, if you have a fly on your lettuce, so then it's not just a halachic concern. But oftentimes when it comes to tolaim, our concern is really one that's halachic primarily, without the halacha. So you don't see people going crazy with the broccoli or cauliflower or the like that aren't Orthodox Jews. Okay? You know, what's a little protein makes it even healthier. But the concern is halachic. So what we need to figure out here before we address those two questions is whether that's relevant. So intuitively, I would think it's irrelevant because l'maisa, if I'm makbid, I'm makbid. What difference does it make if I'm makbid for halachic reasons or I'm makbid because of sanitary reasons or I'm makbid because of health reasons? If I'm makbid, I'm makbid. And anything I'm makbid about is going to be a problem. This is psoles, I'm makbid, and the like.
Even if you can't see it?
Well, if it's invisible, then we had an argument before, it's not shaykh boger. However, if it's invisible, it's mutter. So this is not like lead. It's not like pesticides. The reason why there's a halachic concern is because the bugs we're dealing with are visible. So if you think the bugs are invisible, then you don't have the shaila at all. Then they're mutter. We're concerned with visible bugs, albeit very small ones. They might be hard to see, but they are visible. And that's why we have a halachic concern. And hence, the question now is there a boer concern? So, as I said, I would have thought that kpeda is kpeda. Who cares why? Now, we did actually discuss, though, a similar question to this when we did Melechas Dash and Schita. And the question is that relevant? To remind you guys, we talked about a machlokas rishonim with respect to chaliva. The Gemara said that it's mutter lischot ashkol shal navim l'tocha kedera, why it's ochel ed ifras, ochel l'ochel. However, and likewise, there's a heter lachlo l'tocha kedera, that's what the Gemara says. Now, the Pashat Shabbat Gemara is talking about Shabbos, because after all, it's in Masechta Shabbos, and when we're talking about grapes, we're talking about Shabbos. However, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's going to be also on Shabbos. Why? Because the heter is Ochladifras, it has to start off as Ochal. Is a living cow Ochal on Shabbos? Certainly not. Can't eat this meat, can't shecht it, can't cook it, it's not Ochal. So, therefore, the heter of Ochladifras doesn't apply on Shabbos. Al Karchacha, the Gemara must be talking about Yantif. Okay, that was Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban disagreed. He said, no. If it's Ochal on Yantif, then it's Ochal on Shabbos. Don't tell me that halachically this isn't considered ochel, because when we are trying to define something as ochel or non-ochel, we don't look at halachic considerations. The halachic consideration is ayahu derav yaleh. It doesn't define the object. Good. So maybe we'll say the same thing over here. Maybe we'll say that if you look at the Ramban, if you learn like the Ramban, then there should be no issue over here, because the only reason to say this is not ochel, there's a tarobes, there's psolis here, is for halachic reasons. Whereas, if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, it would be a problem. Now, I would have thought that's irrelevant, because that's a question of defining something as ochal or not. And we could say, yeah, Arya de Ravila is really ochal. Here, the question is kpeda or not, and lamaisa makbid. But it's not so pashut. For the chevra who is with us for Hochos Nida, if you remember, a little throwback, we had a tremendous shtickle from Rabbi Chanan on this. You all know that the halacha is that rubo makbid is a chatzitza midaraisa, but midrabanan rubo ve'eno makbid or miyudu makbid is chotis. Now let's talk about rubo ve'eno makbid. So says Rabbi Chanan, I have a kasha. Rabbi Chaim also asked this question earlier once, but this was Rabbi Chanan's part. He said, I don't understand. Halacha says that ruba umakbid, sorry, ruba eno makbid is aser. So memela now, the ruba eno makbid is actually ruba umakbid, because the halacha, because of the halacha that this is chotzeitz, memela amakbid. So therefore, every chatzitza derabanan of ruba umakbid is actually going to be a chatzitza midaraisa. Once they were misakein that it's a chatzitza, then it's chotzeitz midaraisa. Though, from the Rishonim, it doesn't really sound that way, because they still clear about shailas by Rubo Veino Makbid as a Drabanan shaila, not a Deraisa shaila. So what should really, the Drabanan should make a Deraisa. So Rabbi Chanan says, no, what's the only reason why you're Makbid? Halachic reasons, because Chazal said that it's a Chatzitza. Ah, halachic Kpeda doesn't make a Kpeda, and therefore it's still not Chotech Mide Oraisa. So, you know, the question is, can you say the same argument over here? Okay, that's a chiddush in Hilchos Tevila as well. And as we learned over there are others that give different answers. There might be some interesting Maamar Chumash. This comes up in a handful of places in Hilchos Borer. There's a Me'iri in Be'ah Gimel Mebeis who says that the problem with Hafrashas, Trumos, and Maizos on Shabbos is Gzeira Mishum Borer. Ben Enezer also might say that. And you see maybe over there that halachic, it's considered a tarovas midoraisa, even though there's only halachic difference between the shnei minei ochel or the ochel and the psoas. Maybe it's relevant. There's some Rishonim assume, another one, the Rav Yah says, this comes up in the Beis Yosef and Hilchos Yantif and Tuf Kuf, that if you shecht on Erev Yantif, you could do nikkur for like the gid and the chelev on yantif, and the Trumas Hadashen says that there is no issue of borer. That's the machlokas over there between the Rav Yantif and Hadashen, whether there's a shail of borer when it's only psoles for halachic reasons. This debate, right? Why don't I eat gid or chelev? The Torah had an aser chaylev. Chaylev is delicious, right? No different than shuman. And same thing, the gid on usher. Like, there are lots of gidim I don't take out. So it's only halachic lipsola. So they have a machlokas over there, whether that's considered, there's a shaylev bor over there. Seemingly the same type of question.
The Chum Tadashin says that?
Yeah. Simon Pei Dalad. It's quoted in Beis Yosef, Simon Tafkof. And look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham there, Sifkat Miyad Beis, he's Mayrich on that whole Shaila. comes up also in the Achronim, really, a little more. But the Gemara Menachos implies that there's an Isser Deraisa to salt on Shabbos, because there's a heter over there by for Karbanos. So it sounds like maybe there's an Isser Deraisa otherwise, based off of Xerus HaKasav, otherwise by doing the heter. And the question is, what's wrong with salting? So the Achronim, mostly, the Rishonim as well, also deal with it. The Achronim work very hard to figure out what the Yeser is. So, you know, some say maybe it would be Bishul, because Melech Yoseach, but that's very impossible to really say that's a Bishul Deraisa. Can you, could it, without any heat? Anyway, so some Achronim say that, it's Boirer, because you're separating the blood from the meat. Others say, no, if you only had boer for halachic reasons, it's not boer. Are you Rabbi Yalai? Anyway, there's a Chus Marshag about that topic. Chilak Alasin and Memzai. Anyway, so those are some of the places where you see the poskim talk about it. And the Chai Adam talks about it in our context, in the context of filtered water. Copepods are not a new problem. And as we already saw, the Chai Adam was asked this question about filtering water for bugs. And he says, B'shas adchak, you can be mako. That's what he says. And why? So let's take a look. It's, if you want to look at it, Chai Adam is in Klal Tazayin, and he's Ma'arich on it in the Nishmas Adam over there, Os Hei. So what's the pshat? So let's read it together. He says, look, L'chora this should be aser, because, again, if I'm unwilling to drink it without the filtration, it should be aser. Okay, if you want to do the rushes to, you know, chap of drinking it through your undershirt, assuming that there's no libun problem, that'll be okay. But assuming that you don't do that, somebody showed me, by the way, that they have such a thing now. It's mamish what the rush was talking about, I think, that it's a filtration straw. Oh, so it's come on. I don't know.
Everyone sell on Amazon every few weeks.
Good. So that's, I don't know where the filter is in the straw. Is it like at the bottom of the straw or the top of the straw? So. But maybe, you know, somebody was probably, the inventor was probably learning Chuvas HaRash and came up with it.
It was either the Ramban
or... anyway. Yeah. So.
Like your mom is like poisonous, like
you need to like the water balls that have the filter when you tell the... Like,
yeah, similar type of question. Yeah, yeah. Good. Anyway, but the Chai Adam says l'chora, you know, from the rush you see that otherwise it should be aser. It should be aser if you're unwilling to drink it that way. And then just 1 second. So then he brings up. He says, well, maybe the rush. After diyesh l'chalek demayri mitolam kemo zvuvim. When was the rush makbid, assuming it's not shashti amash? That's not copepods that only Orthodox Jewish people won't drink. That's like flies. Even the goyim don't drink that. Dehem afilu blois or heim meusim, umikri psolas gamor. Asheim kein elu atolan ketane magdelim b'sheichar umashkin shelu leha iser hayushosin osam. The only reason why people want to filter these things out is for halachic reason. V'araya shagayim sholsin oso kach. He's not going to say like the Chassam Sofer. You can't, you know, the guy are just gross people. No, if the guy drink it, you see that's not mos. Dedo min lekismin. K'moshka sevah ram b'shem ramban. De'ez b'shabes lo mikvi psala. So what does he do? He says, you know, this machlaikas that we have between the Ramban and Tosfos will be relevant over here. In other words, that's exactly what we're saying. He's saying, don't say, like I thought, that Shaila of Ramban Tosfos is irrelevant to our discussion because here Lamaisi or Machbid. No! Just like a Shaya for Chaliva, so to a Shaya over here. But then he says, maybe that's not such a great hapter. Veneer de Kevan Shashochan Arch Lachria Besimin. Shin Chavs of Zion, Vim Kane, who had in Hachalat Laser, right? Maybe we have to be Choshes for Tosis, and the truth is it's worth, because if you remember, Chai Adam Shita over there, he was like Choshes for Rabbeinu Hanano, and then certainly you can't do milking on Shabbos or Yad Div on the Kedera. I mean, on Shabbos into the Kedera. Anyway, but then he's, put Matsasi with Kolbo. I found a Kolbo. Vizal, Umisanin in Yayin, Shein Bo Shmarim, Kedeshia Solo. Mepnei hakimachin shebao, v'chein hadin mepnei hayavchushin shebao, im efshar l'shtosa v'lo simen. So the Kolbo seems to be saying something, nothing out of the ordinary, right? We know the halacha is you could filter water if you're going to drink it without it, right? But notice what he included in his list of things that you're filtering. Kimchin, okay, that's pashat. But he also says yavchushin. And what do you say? Yavchushin are bugs, right? You can filter water with kismin and yavchushin if you're willing to drink it without it. willing to drink it without it, oy vavoy. If you drink it without filtration, that's like 36 lavin, right? You're drinking bugs. What does he mean you're willing to drink it without? Kisman, I understand. But you have chushin. See, the Kolbo held that if you're only makbid about it for halachic reasons, then it's mutter. The nerid yesh lashvosh imashkas of a rosh b'tshuva. And that's like what I said for the rush. The only reason why the rush was so makbid is because you're talking about flies and the gayim don't drink it. But if you're talking about yavchushin, behind ukopapads, that's going to be okay. Vitzarech ian. Vitzarech ian. See, doesn't, that's his final words. Not sure, but maybe he digs up this kolbo as a basis for leniency. Now, the truth is that he doesn't tell you this, but that's certainly not the way the Beis Yosef read the Rush. He said, again, that the Rush says it's only mutter when you're doing the filtering mamish b'shashtia, but beforehand it's aser. And he says, oh, well, the Rush is talking about flies and not copepods, right? Now, there's a reason why you want to filter them is not because of disgusting, but because of halachic reasons. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, if that's and after he quotes the Rush, he writes venerally, the Beis Yosef explicitly, when presenting the Rush, says that the concern is halachic. Da'asr. Okay. So maybe the Beis Yosef was wrong. And maybe it's not because of the Isser Shabo, but rather because of the disgusting Shabo. Okay. So at the very least, though, the Chayadim is reading, you know, maybe the Beis Yosef read it this way because he assumed that the Rush held like Rabbeinu Tam. But, you know, and the Kolbo learned like the Ramban. I don't know. But anyway, the Chai Adam is saying that's the pshat in the Kolbo. And that's also the pshat in the Rosh, the Loka Beis Yosef. Now, the truth is that, as I said, this whole idea is very hard for me to understand because I don't understand. If you're makbid, you're makbid. I don't understand this far so much of Aryeh D'Rabbi Elai. In a moment, we'll propose an explanation, but I thought there's nothing to do with the Ramban. But what about his diuk from the Kolbo? So I thought that wasn't a good diuk at all. Because the yavchushin, if you would drink this yavchushin, then it's mutter. It's because these are heter yavchushin, right? Yavchushin are sometimes mutter. It's not true. All bugs in the water are aser. Lots of bugs in the water are mutter, right? And in fact, if you look at Rashi and Parsha Shmini, when he tells you what yavchushin are, right? The pasuk says, "As nevlasam tishaketu, lerabos yavchushin shesininan." What does that mean? If you're misanin the yavchushin, then it's also to eat the yavchushin. But if you're not misanin the yavchushin, then it's mutter to drink the yavchushin. In other words, the kolbo is not prove anything. The kolbo says, if you would drink the yavchushin, then it's mutter to be misan in the yavchushin, because that's like it's, you know, mind tzlulim. It's mishtasi b'lav hachi. But if you're unwilling to drink the yavchushin because it's gross, so then it's also to be misan in the yavchushin. The Chai Adam for some reason assumes that these yavchushin are yavchushin that are aser. So then he says, oh, I have a tremendous riot from the kolbo to be matir filtration motivated by halacha. But it's not a riot at all.
Why is it mutter? What about the bugs that make it mutter to drink?
Because they grew in the water. All right, Belsky's theory for why you don't need to filter copepod water. Uh-huh. Same theory.
No, could you spell it out?
What?
Could you spell that out?
Oh, it's actually that Rashi, right? If you have bugs that grew in the water.
What does that mean?
And they started here in the water. and they're still in the water, then you could drink them.
So,
what?
Like they're
mucking
away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're a bucky. You learned these halachos last year, not like everybody else. So, you learned them also?
No,
I think he's the only one.
No, there are other people.
So I don't know why the Kolbo proves very much. But let's assume for a moment that that you think it's correct, even if there's no raya from the Rosh and the Kolbo. But you think it's correct. So the question is, what's the logic, right? Like I said before, I'm Akbid. So I think the answer is actually, let's take a step back. We know, for example, as we said, that on a derisa level, at the very least, alim me'ufashim are not chayev, right? But why? I'm Akbid. As long as you're not chal de'achak, it's not borrowed device. But I'm Akbid. This is garbage. I'm not going to eat these. Elamai. Say to it. No. That peda in and of itself is not a problem, as long as you could look at this as menachad. Then there's no borer shaila. Question is, so midaraisa they said if it's nachal de'adchak, it's not a tarovest, there's no ochel and solas, it's just menachad. Midrabanan they said no, if it's only nachal de'adchak, there is a shaila borer, there's ochel and solas, you have to worry about it. But the fact that it's much of midaraisa shows that kpeda in and of itself is not the end of the story, right? It's a makbid over there, and it's still not part of derisa. Or, for that matter, when we talk about the kismin, where we're matir, right? We're talking over there, even though, again, scientifically, kilu, you have shnei minim, right? You have the kismin, you have the water. Kismin and water are shnei minim, right? We say, no, we could... Since I'm not makbid, there's one thing here. It's just water. It's not a tarovis of kismin and water. It's just water. And therefore, breiran afilu b'kli is mutter. If you're makbid on the kismin, you won't drink the water because of the kismin. Now you have a tarovis. Now you have water in kismin. But the point is that if we could look at this as one min, so then it's not boer. And, well, even on Drabanan level, in other words, if it's one min, lots of things that were mati or lemaisa because they're one min, like, so the question is, I think this argument of the Chayadim is to basically say, look, when something is one min based off of non-halachic considerations, right? Let's say this water with the kolpa pots, or maybe lettuce with aphids. Halachically, without halacha telling you that this is aser, this is one min. This is not water mixed with kolpa pot. This is water. So, for it to be a shail of boer, we need to make it into 2 minim. Halachic kpeda doesn't make it 2 minim. Kpeda, where it's for non-halachic reasons, does force me to look at this as 2 minim. But when the kpeda is only for halachic reasons, so then I could still say this is min echad, and it's not shayach boer. It doesn't bring it to life as a separate and distinct identity than the water into which it's mixed. And therefore, so I don't think there's any proof that this is right, meaning to say the Rosh and the Kolbo aren't a rye at all, I don't think. But Misvara, I don't think it's a bad argument at all.
And you have to say that's different than the Kepeda by Olam U'Pashim?
Well, by Olam U'Pashim, there, it's different. Because your it's much worse potentially because you're makbid not for halachic reasons but because you think these leaves are pretty gross. Okay,
so
you had nothing else to eat, you would eat them.
Meaning,
but here it's much. In one sense, it's worse because you're makbid. On the other hand, it's much better because your kpeda is only for halachic reasons. Are you deravi alei? And who says the kpeda for halachic reasons forces me to look at this as two minim? Maybe I could look at it still as one min.
So then how does that like ultimately answer the question? I mean, we don't really have a smach from anywhere else that tells us.
I don't have a raya. I see it as an open question.
Okay.
Kokobo, I don't think is a raya.
Okay.
The Rush, I don't think is a raya. But it's not a raya if I cared either, right? I don't have a raya less, so I don't have a raya lachmir. And misvara, I could definitely hear it now. A lot more. Anyway, so... So at the very least, we have this suffix of the chayadim. And push comes to shove, it sounds like the chayadim is willing to be megel the shasat chak. So now let's talk about the two questions we want to talk about. I'll take your question in a second. Right, two questions are, what about the lettuce, the bugs on the lettuce, and one is filtering the water. So we'll do them one by one. But first, yes, Dennis.
Could one say that like a halachic tikkun doesn't constitute a tikkun, especially with you? Didn't that come up in the Tosfos in Yuma about obsecration nichalei by separating the best?
Yes. So I think that's a similar point.
Oh, but it's,
and you're saying then you don't have to say maishtekel.
Right. And even it's a much, in some ways, a much bigger chiddush because you are separating item A from item B.
Yes.
But it's not.
Right. So I think the mile of this is you don't have to come out to that big chiddush. As we noted, Tosis himself elsewhere gives different answers to that question. And so I think this answer in a sense is a smaller chiddush. But yes, you could have said that. Then you could go that way. I think that's sort of the classical way of looking at the heter of the Hayadim, like that Tosfos and Beitza, that halachic tikkun isn't a tikkun. But I don't think we accept that Tosfos necessarily. So I think maybe there's a reason to keep looking. Okay, good. So let's do the lettuce first. Now, first of all, by lettuce, you have an issue of so first of all, how do you deal with lettuce? So lettuce is the way. Usually, you're going to clean lettuce. Is you're going to soak it first. I recommend soaking it in soapy water. Okay, so that's a problem, right? That's going to make things a lot worse. First of all, when you soak it in soapy water, what about netilas neshama? So taka, there are poskim that are machmir because of that. I saw Rav Limon is machmir.
Shmir Shem.
Okay. I thought there you could be makel. We haven't fully addressed this, but it's a suffix psikresha on a nisir derabanan. Say suffix derabanan mahakel. Because it's killing aphids deraisa derabanan. Amos vichel roof, among other things. In other words, there might be a bug on this lettuce, there might not be. It's certainly, by no means, certain vadai, right? So,
I mean, if you think it's us to eat the lettuce, it's not enough else.
No, it's us to eat. I must. There's a chiyuv upon me to check this lettuce if there's a 10% chance that there's a bug on it. So, so good. So there's. I'm going to be choshesh that there's a fifth. You know, I don't think it's anything close to rove even. I don't know if it's 10%, but okay, I'm machmir because I think maybe there's 10%, right? But it's definitely not psik resha, right? Again, you're right. If there was, you know, if you're talking about...
if you have a bag of lettuce, you wouldn't say the medost is at least one bug.
Nah. Check. Take a bag of romaine hearts and don't rinse them, right? See how many living bugs you see.
But doesn't that change the mitzvah in a matzari at that point?
Let's say this head of lettuce. First of all, you know, there's the shayla about the head. Let's say you go, we'll follow Shlomo Zalman's super machmir view. So, if this whole head of lettuce, if there's a 10% chance that this head of lettuce has a bug in it, I have to check it. Good. So I think that there's a 10% chance that this head of lettuce has a bug. So therefore, I have to check. So, but I don't think there's a Vadai bug. I don't think it's Karuv LeVadai. So good. Good. So maybe there is, maybe there's not. I don't know. It's pretty hard to figure out. That's why I'm doing this, the soaking business. So it's probably a Suffolk Sikresha. In which case, again, I don't know, we didn't really do the Sikha Suffolk Sikresha yet, so we're going to put it off on the side, but maybe there's a good sad to be Mako out that. Good. And anyway, even if there is our bugs, they're not always alive. You know, this head of lettuce has been in your fridge for quite a while. But anyway, so it's certainly not a psik ratio that there's a living bug on this head of lettuce, head of romaine hearts, right? I'm not talking about like a open leaf lettuce that you took from your field. Good. So maybe that's okay. But that heter is not going to help us in terms of bayware, right? Maybe you'll say, so it should be a suffix psikresha on bayware also. No, mapitom. I want to do bayware. I have no interest in killing bugs, right? They could live, they could die. It is no interest to me. So with respect to the killing of the bugs, I could say it's a davar shein miskaven shaila, right? What am I doing? I'm putting the head of lettuce into water. Maybe that'll kill bugs. Maybe it won't kill bugs. Davar shein miskaven is mutter. Safik segregation is a drabon and maybe is mutter, right? It's in a world of davar shein miskaven. So if you tell me that there's a 15% chance that there's a bug on this head of lettuce, it's davar shein miskaven, it's for sure mutter. Maybe putting this head of lettuce into the water will kill it. Kill a bug, maybe it won't. Fine. I don't even know if the water will kill them. But let's even... Right? Good. Good. But when it comes to bo-rare, no. That's not Devshin Miskaven. That's Miskaven. My whole goal is to separate the bugs, should they exist, from the leaf. That's true. You'll tell me there's an 80% chance there's no bugs here. 80% chance I'm not doing anything. But that's not Davrishen Miskaven, right? That's like, you know, I could strike a match on Shabbos because 4 out of 5 times when I strike it, it doesn't work. It doesn't light. I'm not very good at it, you know? It takes me a whole bunch of tries. That's mutter, right? That's Davrishen Miskaven. It's not. No, I'm Mechaven. If you're Mechaven for something just because you don't, you know, you're not successful every time, that doesn't, there's no heter of Davrishen Miskaven. So over here, my goal, I don't know if I'm going to succeed in separating the bugs. I don't know if they're here or not. But if they're here, I want to be mevarer. I want to do bogers. I don't think that's a heter. I saw Svarim that put these two shaylas together. They say they're both aser because it's a psikresher. They're both mutter because they're shemiskavim. I don't think the two things have anything to do with each other. One's a shayla of shemiskavim. One's a shayla of davar shemiskavim. Good. So now we're stuck, right? If we go back to Rav Moshe's Kula about washing the lettuce, washing the apple. So which of these svaras are shayach, right? Here it is. So svar number one, that might be shayach, taka. But I want to wash my lettuce before I go to shul. And I want to eat lunch at 12 o'clock. I don't want... So that says the lettuce business takes forever. I don't want to wait till I come home from shul to start patchking with the lettuce. So that won't necessarily help. Svara number two. So that's going to be totally on whether you accept the Chayadam or not. Right? If you accept the Kula Chayadam, Ken Zayin Svara number two is relevant. If you don't accept Chayadam, then Svara number two isn't relevant because Lamaisa, you're Makbid. Right? If you hold the Chayadim's Kula, so then we'll say, okay, I'm only Makbid because of Halacha, so then it's not a Borer Shaila, because I would eat it anyway. That's Rav Moshe's Kula number two for the apples. So, if you hold it the Chayadim, then maybe that Svar is Shaykh. What about Svar number three? Svar number three, Luchara, you're stuck. Because here, your mom is soaking the vegetables in water, right? This is what the Mishnah is talking about. Even if you learn like Rav Moshe, that rinsing is derech rechitza, and soaking is derech breira, so here you're soaking them, right? In other words, it would be okay to like check the lettuce leaves. That could be okay. But that's not, I don't want to check lettuce leaves. That takes forever. I want to do the recommended procedure of soaking them in soapy water first. But that's mamish derech veira. So sara number three isn't luchara shayach. Kula number three. But even that, there's a svar you could be make a lot of. Rabbi Rimon has a svar. He says like this, you know, actually, what's the whole point of soaking them in the soapy water? And why, if I soak them in soapy water, do I have to wash them under a heavy stream of water afterwards? Right? We talked about the practical procedures of how to check your lettuce last year. But bekitzer, you first soak it in soapy water, you agitate it, and then you wash it under the heavy stream of water, each leaf carefully. So if I did the soaking, all the bugs disappeared. What do I need to wash it so carefully? The answer is that the purpose of the soapy water is to, because soap is slippery. So the problem, the reason why washing plain doesn't work is because the bugs cling tightly onto these leaves. And if you took your leaf without soaking it in the soapy water first, and then you washed it under your heavy stream of water, you know what would happen? Nothing. The water would not dislodge that aphid. But if you soak it in soapy water first, assuming, and that's why you have to make sure the water is soapy enough to like feel a little sticky, slippery. If you soak it in your soapy water first, then what happens? The aphids will slip right off when you wash it under the heavy stream of water. So it's going to be okay. Why? Gevaldik. Because when is soaking usser? That's like the potatoes, the dirty potatoes. You put them in the soapy, in the water, and the dust and dirt disappears. It floats up, it floats down. But that's not happening over here. Nothing's happening with respect to bovair in the soapy water. The goal of the soapy water is to make the bugs less clingy, such that when I wash them under the stream of water, the water washes them off. And Rav Moshe says washing is okay. That's not derech breira, that's rechitza. It's kenzine. I don't know if this is so pashut.
It doesn't all come out by just soaking according to that metzias that we're saying.
Yeah, probably that's what you're worried about. Worried about the
it's I can't like tell you for sure. And having not sholin and lo shafin asan could be a two-step process.
Yeah, but the point is that the soaking. So I don't know.
It's hard not to having say that ever. The metzias is a little
yes,
different.
It is hard to say. It's not a pasha kula, but not having ever soaked karshinin. I don't know where karshinin are. Vetch, I don't know what that is either. Anyway, some type of animal food, right? So I don't know. I agree with you. This is not a pasha de kula.
And it seems like it's a two-step process.
But it might be. It doesn't matter. It could be a two-step process. The point is, if step one gets off some of the dirt, then step one is already usher. Masha'en kain, if, again, this is a big if, I don't know if it's true, but if step one doesn't separate the bugs, it just dislodges them, but they remain there. In other words, the taroves is unchanged. It was a taroves, it's still a taroves. And the breira, the de-taroves, only takes place when you do the rechitza, and you hold it, Rav Moshe slash Rosh Almazalman, that rechitza is mutter, then you could make the case that it's mutter. Rav Rimon himself doesn't really want to be mako. The Svarim come out lakula, lachumra, for this most part. I asked Rabbi Willett if it's mutteras. He says, of course it's mutter. There's no bugs. So I said, well, what if you think there are bugs? That's right. You're thinking wrong. There are no bugs. So I said, let's say there are bugs. Okay?
We're in a different country.
You're right. You're in a different country. You're in Mexico, and you're buying kale from the open market. You know, shook. So then he said, okay, so the Svarim say it's aser. So,
also,
I said, what about this kula? I told him my Svarim Slahaka. I said, oh, those are good kulas. Anyway, he was machwia. He's machwia lamaisa because he thinks you should, anything that like that you shouldn't be eating anyway. What are you doing buying kale from Mexico? So that's also another tzadlahakel. Which is that lamaisa. It's not so pashut that, you know. Let's say what you're doing is checking romaine hearts or something like that, where it's not even at all clear that there's a halachic requirement to check for bugs in the first place, even if you're going to be machmir to check. That's another tzadlahakel. So I think you can make a strong case. Certainly if it's la'alter, that it would be mutter. But maybe even if it's not la'alter, in light of A, not clear that there's a halachic need to check here in the first place. B, even if there is a halachic need, maybe the Chayadim's right. C, maybe Rav Rimon's right, that if you follow this procedure, it's not a problem. Yes?
I'm just going back to last year when I learned this, so I could be incorrect, but I thought Rebbe suggested that if a person were to run the romaine underwater anyway, so that puts it down to a miyash in a matzoi, and so you might not even have to...
but the question is, could you put it underwater? No. What I said is that if you do this procedure of soaking it in soapy water and then running it under a heavy stream of water, then by the time you're done, there's probably no bugs at all. Vintim Salomar, there's mamish, a little, you know, once in a blue moon, there's a bug. It's certainly not a miyad
matzoi. And then you don't need to
check subsequently. Because we thought that we don't accept the view that there's a chiyuv bedika that's chal on the lettuce. So this procedure... But if that's true, let's assume that's true. So, but you still pashup shabbos should be usher to do that on Shabbos,
right?
Unless you're mitzarif these tzadim lahaka. Okay.
Rebbe's last sadlah was a predicate on Moshe's final pshat. That's am I understanding correctly that the rechitz is not considered a meisav border?
Well, that again.
And then in conjunction with
Rebbe Mon's theory, yes. Right, okay. Or Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, you know, you could say it his way also.
But that people don't consider. Well, you could say that theoretically. So, if Shlomo Zalman's right, I don't know how to apply that.
But Lamaisa, Shlomo Zalman definitely applies it to washing in the sink, right? So that's all I need, right? Shlomo Zalman uses that svara to be matir washing the apple, so I could also use it to be matir washing the lettuce.
Wouldn't that be a little harder to say if the only reason you're washing this is to get the bug off?
No. Reason I'm washing the apple is to get the dirt off, and still it's mutter because it's rechitza. It's not breira.
You're doing this as part of your OU certified bug removal process. Like, isn't that, you know?
Let's say I soaked the potatoes in water before Shabbos, and then I just want to rinse them on Shabbos. That would be okay, right? According to Shlomo Zalman. Because there's no Isser and Rav Moshe. There's no Isser of Rechitza. There's only an issue of soaking. So therefore, if we're matir the soaking, because that doesn't cause Breira, then we should also be able to be matir the Rechitza, because Rechitza is always matir. I don't know why you'd have to. I understand what you're saying, but I don't know.
Would we also
have to combine this activity? And even though the soaking is usur, but since the soaking, this is part of a procedure of vegetable washing, so that makes the rechitz usur.
Also, mehichatesi, there's a taravas. If meaning, like, wouldn't you have to have multiple bugs to have a taravas?
No. There's definitely a tarovas at the point of contact between the bug and the lettuce. In other words, this goes back to our fly shayla, right? If you hold of the mekilim that you could just take off the fly.
That's only because it's lach.
But no. Then maybe I could be matir. But that's because a fly is not meuruv with the chicken soup, because it's so evident and distinct. But an aphid is very subtle, right? So once I'm not going to treat it as min echad, it's going to be aser for sure. And anyway, we don't accept that kula. We say that the reason why you're allowed to take out the fly from the soup is because you're taking out a little bit of soup with it. And therefore, either the Chazon Ish's theory or the Mishnah Berurah's theory, so you need that over here as well. But that's not happening over here. Okay. What time is it? It says it's going to be a quick shiur, so I have to stop talking about this. Let's do the water, and then I'll take your question. So now let's talk about the copepods in the water. So Rav Schachter is Mako. Schachter says, even though he holds his usher to drink New York City tap water because of the copepods, but it's mutter to filter them on Shabbos. So why is that? Right, again, the Pashup shot is it should be usher based off of the Rosh. So Rav Schachter combines four svaros to be Mako. Number one, the bugs might be kosher anyway. In other words, maybe Yerdalski's right. Now, that's not a Pashut Svara, as we've seen, because, okay, look, but obviously a machmir to filter, so I hold that it's wrong. And even if Klapish Mayagalia Ravbelsky is right, and these are mutter bugs, but I am machmir about them. Right? In other words, what would be if a person doesn't know the halacha that, let's say, mamish is mutter. Right? We're talking about drinking water in the lake, right? It's mamish mutter. It's like those yavchushin shalom nifreshu. So, but I don't know the halacha. I forgot to read Rashi ala Torah. So I think it's aser. So I filter, because I think mamish is an iser deraisa to drink this water if I don't filter. So I would have said, look, if you don't hold the chayadim svar, we'll get that in a moment, but let's say you don't accept the chayadim, this is an independent side. Right? Even the chayadim is wrong, but maybe aliba damas, this is mutter. Right? But lemaisa, I'm makbid. Okay, I'm taiva. But I'm makbid because of my misunderstanding of halacha. So it's interesting tzad to be makel in that case. Because I would have thought that since I'm makbid, if you don't accept the chayadim skula, if I'm makbid, then I'm makbid. It's true, I'm makbid because I'm an amaretz, but lemaisa, I'm makbid. So he's saying no. He's saying, look, I'm makbid because I don't know, I'm makbid misfeka. Maybe Rabelski's right. And if Rabelski's right, this is mutter. So, midei safek lanafka. At least that's a safek isser here, not a vadei. That's svar number one to be mako. Svar number two to be mako is that I don't know if there's a bug here, right? In other words, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I don't know. That's why I have to be machbir, right? Meaning to say, the truth is that lots of times there's not even a mir chain of matzoi. Sometimes there is a mir matzoi. Now the pashup I would have said is that suffik mir chain of matzoi, suffik drabon lakal, you don't have to filter. But the machmirim, right, because the whole idea of mir chain of matzoi is a chomer drabon. But maybe the machmirim are saying no, it's a suffik mir matzoi. In other words, some places there's a mir matzoi here. Suffik mir chain of matzoi is mutter. So it could mean. It's a suffik mira matzui. So I would have said it's mutter because it's suffik mira matzui. Mira matzui is only an chiyav bedika derabanan. So elamai, if you're machmir because you're saying no, it's not just a suffik mira matzui, it's a suffik rov. In other words, in some sinks, taka, al pi rov there are bugs. In some sinks, there's not even a mira chain of matzui. Suffik, I have to be machmir. But again, midi suffik bonafka. Maybe when I turn on my sink and filter the water, it's not filtering out any bugs. Therefore, it's a second suffix, right? Suffix number one, even if there are bugs, they might be mutter bugs. In which case, there's no issue. Suffix number two, maybe there are no bugs. Good. Suffix number three, he says, is the chayadam. Maybe there are bugs, and maybe the bugs are usher. But I'm only makbid because of Aryeh de Rabbi Alei. Otherwise, I couldn't care less. So that's suffix number three. And suffix number four is that maybe if you have a filter that automatically filters, then, and not only that, but it filters all the water, even water that's not for drinking purpose, right? I have an under-the-sink filter. So it filters dishwashing water, and it filters drinking water, and it filters hand-washing water. Sometimes I need it, sometimes not. So the Minchas Yitzchak, as it's said, that would be mutter. He's actually talking about an interesting shayla on Pesach. Pesach, if you look in Eretz Yisrael, many people are makbid. They put like a sack on top of their sink. You ever seen it? Because they're choshesh that there might be some wheat coming out through their water. Okay? I never heard of anyone who, after they took the sack off, after Pesach, saw some wheat there. No. Okay, good. So that's what the choshesh. That's what the choshesh. Okay, fine. Zalzain, that there's this concern, and the sack's going to help. Okay, so now, which is a problem, what about Bayrer? It's very popular in Eretz Yisrael, by the way. You see it all the time. The Briskers don't even drink the water in Eretz Yisrael. They fill up garbage cans before. But like the, and the Mechilim, they just, you know, they don't bother filtering. But the mid-level Machmirim, so they put a sock on their sink. So says that this has a big problem at Besna. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, no. Near Benita Zidan, Shanafa Pia Beres, Misukene Sham Tamid, the Efshar Lehilo Chamayim if Pia Beres Biltia Nafa, Rak Behasarasa, Daftin Achonim Divaracha, the Shani Nina Zidan, Mimash Kazabina Gvardim, Shinos and Sudra, Pia Kad, fine. Shinido Zidan Hadarach, we call Makom. No, it is. You can't say shinoi. This is normal. We come up from Yesh Old Lomar. Came under Cholamayim Holchin Derech Sham Ve'af Hamayim Shemishdamish Lenatila VeHadach Holchin Derech Sham Vuin Oseh Shempulah Chadasha B'Shvil Hamayim L'Shtia Harei Zeh Lo Gara Medin Breira Biyad Demuter K'Shenota Ochal Mitoch Psolas Kedei Lachol Miyad. That's what he wants to say. Good. So that's another tzad. So you put together the four tzad in Lahakel, four sfeikos, sfeika, and therefore it's martyr. There are machmir. Many people are machmir not to filter water if you're makbid. Tzad number one and number three are particularly questionable. But that's what Reshachter thinks. Yes. I'm done. I'm finished early. I hear 1:14 as Mekai.